Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we have a Bafana Night Rite. January 5th is the night of La Bafana. La Bafana, or some just call her Bafana, is an Italian Christmas Epiphany Yuletide witch. And she has roots that go back into the ancient pagan past. And today, she is one of the Happy Holidays gift bringers. January 5th is her night. This is the 12th night of Christmas. You've heard of the 12 days of Christmas. This is the 12th night of Christmas. And for that reason, it's known as 12th night. But when we talk with the Yuletide traditions and New Year traditions, we need to be aware that there are layers of culture. And across the ages, across nationalities and faith traditions and languages and ethnicities, there's many different ways of celebrating this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. The calendar year parallels the new solar year, and it also connects with Christmas, because Christmas got set at winter solstice time, way back in time, as a way of having a time that was already being celebrated. Well, we get to celebrate in a multicultural, interreligious way tonight. So whatever your religion, spirituality, or philosophy, whether you're religious, spiritual, or not, this is an opportunity to connect with the magic of the crone goddess in the form of La Bafana. So I'd like to invite you to find a comfortable place to be. I'm coming to you live on January 5th, 2022. On Circle Sanctuary's internet radio network, CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, and I'm also coming to you live on another platform, my Selena Fox Updates Facebook page. Thanks to all of you who are joining live, and thanks to all of you who will be joining later, for this will be archived at our CSNP site for audio listening later, and I plan to have it archived on my Selena Fox Updates Facebook page. We begin this Bafana night rite with doing some cleansing of our space. You might imagine yourself cleansing the area around you. You may make a sound with your breath. If you have incense or some type of ceremonial sounding instrument, I just sound my singing bowl. We dispel all that is not needed. We clear away negativity and stress, and what does not serve as we prepare to connect with Bafana Night and Magic Rite. Bafana Night and Magic Rite. Bafana Night and Magic Rite. And we imagine Bafana in the form of an old wise woman with a broom. And she comes with her broom to aid us in clearing away what is not needed. So imagine a wise old witch, a crone goddess, clearing the area around you and bringing cleansing with her magical broom, which she uses in a variety of ways. Yes, to cleanse away what's not needed, but she also uses it to fly, and we'll work with it that way later on. Taking some deep, slow breaths now. Let us breathe in relaxation. And as we exhale, let that flow all around us. Let us create space and time for this rite on this sacred night. Let us find good ways for us to connect with the magic that happens. On January 5th, at the time of new solar year, new calendar year, and let us create a sacred circle. And we call to this magical being, Bafana, as we create a sacred circle. And we use the staff end of the broom to create a circle around us. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of the fauna, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of the fauna, circle around, circle of light, circle of sound, circle of the fauna. Circle around. And we experience ourselves in the sacred circle. And we call into this sacred circle powers of the elements. We call to the powers of the sacred north and the sacred earth. Come, be with us on Bafana night and bless this magic rite. We call to the powers of the east, of the sacred air. Come here and watch over us on this Bafana night sacred rite. And we call to the powers of the sacred fire and the sacred south to watch over us on Bafana night in this sacred rite. And we call to the powers of water and west to come watch over us on this sacred night in Bafana Rite. And above us, we connect with the power of the night, of the waxing moon, of the power of the waxing sun reflected on the waxing moon. We call the powers of the stars and the heavens to watch over us on this night in this Bafana Rite. And beneath us, we connect with planet Earth, our home, connecting with the sacred land where we are doing this rite, connecting with the planet, calling to the powers of the planet to watch over us on this Bafana night sacred rite. And in the center, we connect with spirit, with sacred light, Bafana night magic rite, the spirit that connects all together, the spirit that's within us and around us, the spirit that is great spirit, the interconnecting divine source. Come, watch over this sacred rite on the Bafana night. And we connect with the circle of community around us, experiencing ourselves in our circle, being part of a great circle of those celebrating together in this Bafana night sacred rite. Those that are here live and those who are yet to come and connect with us later. And I invite you now to consider an even larger rite that is all of those who are celebrating Bafana night in a variety of ways with images of her often shown with a broom and a basket or bag of gifts, tattered clothing often, kerchief or soft hat on her head. There are many who keep watch over the night, this special 12th night, Epiphany Eve night, Bafana night. So in addition to all of us celebrating in this rite, there are parties going on and have been going on in different parts of the world, not only in Italy and in places in the world where those with Italian heritage dwell and are visiting. But Bafana has emerged in a global form and takes many forms and places tonight. She is the embodiment of our new year. She is the embodiment of crone wisdom. She is a grandmother to us all. So Bafana, we call to you, we honor you. We celebrate you in many forms. Bafana, we call to you as wise woman, as gift-bearing woman, as crone goddess, as the winter spirit. Bafana, we call to you, we honor you, we celebrate you. come and be with us this night in this Bhavana rite. And we call Bhavana by an earlier form and an earlier name. Strenua, come to us. Strenua, be with us. Strenua, be in us. Goddess of the New Year, Goddess of prosperity and abundance, Strenua, come to us. Strenua, be with us. Strenua, be in us. Bless us, guide us, delight us, inspire us. Strenua, Bhavana. Strenua, Bhavana. Strenua, Bhavana. And I invite you to journey with me on this Bhavana night to Bhavana in her Strenua form. Imagine you are in ancient Rome near the Colosseum 2,500 years ago. We travel through time and space. We are at the sanctuary, the bay laurel trees of Strenua, the goddess of the new year. And we are there in the grove, gathering branches of bay leaves, bay laurel leaves. And we join in procession as we move through the city. We are bringing in the new calendar year. Imagine the power of community, of new beginnings, of old traditions. Connect with it and take what feels appropriate for you into yourself, into your life on this Bhavana night, sacred rite. Blessings of the spirit of new year, of new beginnings. The goddess of vigor, of strength, of power, of abundance, prosperity, of good times, good fortune. Experience yourself in a sacred circle millennia ago, connecting with the divine is a wise goddess of the new year. Come, be with us, be in us. Journey now into today, where you are right now, and experience yourself in cyberspace via podcast and Facebook live stream, connecting with others who are tapping into a more recent form of Strenua, Bafana, the clever goddess who has transformed herself into an old woman, bearing gifts and being part of legends that are cherished by Christians and by pagans and people of other paths. Spend a few moments in your own place, and in the next few moments of quiet, call in blessings of La Bafana into the new year, 2022, for yourself, blessings for loved ones, blessings for the region where you dwell, blessings for the nation where you're part of, and blessings for the planet that is our home. Bafana blessings come to us. Bafana blessings come to our loved ones. Bafana blessings come to those in our region, our nation, our world. Bafana blessings come to us. Come to us. Be in us. Be in us. Be with us. Be with us. So be it. And Bafana, we have blessing thanksgivings. We have a plate of offerings. Some traditional foods connected with your magic. Magic. Sweetness, dates, figs in the form of cookies, nuts, all delicious and nutritious, and citrine crystal representing the new solar year. A golden acorn representing the new solar and calendar year. Bafana, we greet you, we honor you. Come partake of this feast. And of course, for Bafana is a lover of wine. Of red wine, and we dedicate this small chalice of red wine to La Bafana. We honor you, we celebrate you, dine with us, enjoy the night with us. So be it. Bafana brings many gifts in many ways, and we invite her tonight to bring us the gifts of earth, air, fire, water, spirit, body, air, the mind, fire, the will, water, the emotions, spirit, the soul. And in the next few moments, let us connect with Bhavana, for she is with us and giving us an opportunity to journey through meditation using her imagery, herself, and her symbol of the broom. So in the next few moments of quiet, let us imagine that we are flying on a broom with Bhavana. Imagine yourself riding with her on her broom. And she has with her a whole sack of gifts. Gifts for you and gifts for others. Spend a few moments imagining yourself flying through time and space in the magic of the night. And then she and you come and land in a beautiful sacred circle, a sacred circle of magic and gifting. And she invites you to receive some gifts from her. And she reaches into her bag and pulls out a wonderful image of the sacred earth, something that will help you with health and well-being for yourself, your body. Pay attention to what form that gift comes. A gift of good health. What symbol comes to you? A symbol of the sacred earth, of good health and well-being. Accept it. Take it into your being. Experience yourself glowing with wellness and give her thanks. And she invites you to reach into her sack of treasures and gifts to pull out a gift of sacred air, the realm of thought and learning. And you reach in and you pull out a book. What is that book about? Look at its title. The title is something that can help you increase your knowledge and your wisdom, your intelligence, and your ability to use your mind. Pay attention to what word or phrase is the title of that book, then open it up, and as you gaze into it, pay attention to any message that rises up within you and or appears on the pages. give her thanks, take the gift into yourself. For with these gifts you are receiving tonight, you can use each of them to aid you in this coming year and beyond. And Vafana now invites you to reach into her magic gifting bag and to pull out a gift of the element fire that is in the form of an object that you will gaze into to receive a message about something that you can do to enhance your own creativity. And connections. We connect with the power of fire and the magic of technology that can transform. So gaze into the object that is connected with the element fire and will. And as you do, what comes to your mind? What creativity emerges within your being? Take it into yourself. Give thanks to Vafana for the gift of sacred fire. And she invites you now to go into the gifting bag. And this time, you are pulling out a gift of sacred water. You get a vial of actual water, and you open the vial, and you take a bit, and you anoint yourself with this sacred water. And you take a sip, and as you do, a message comes to you about ways to improve your emotional life, your social life, your moods, your ways of being. Reflect on that for a few moments. Then, with that vial of water, take a bit of it and sprinkle it around, sending love and joy and well-being, happiness, into the realm around you. And as you take another drink, let the joy of the gift of water flow throughout your being, giving thanks to Vafana and giving thanks to the magic of this night. Vafana invites you to reach into the bag one more time, and this time pull out a quartz crystal, a clear quartz crystal, a symbol of spirit, of light, of balance, of healing. As you pull it out and you hold it before you, gaze into it and connect with the timeless wisdom of nature. of resilience, of interconnectedness. And you have a sense from this sacred crystal gift you've received that it is time to deepen your connection with the fauna and with spirit. And you look into her eyes and give thanks, and she invites you to embrace the two of you, connect and resonate together. You experience her wisdom, her ability to gift, to serve, to share, to transform, resonating within your whole being. As you are one with her, be aware of the magic of interconnecting spirit. Let a word or a phrase come to you to guide you in this coming calendar year and beyond. And as you feel complete with that, you and she, two beings now, looking at each other, and you give thanks to Bafana for these gifts in this sacred place. And she invites you now to be part of giving, to ride with her from this sacred place into the night. So you both get back on the broom together. The gifts that you've received are contained within your being, and that transformation continues on. You fly through the night, and Bafana invites you to choose a place on planet Earth, a situation on planet Earth that needs healing, that needs help. And both of you journey together on the broom to that place. As I play a singing bowl, journey to that place, and once you have arrived, experience you and Bafana extending your hands out with magical light flowing out, sending energy to those in need, bringing healing to a person, to a family, to a nation, to an ecosystem. Let the magic of Bafana and Bafana Night be part of the giving of healing and well-being to others. healing and well-being, healing and well-being, healing and well-being to those in need, healing and well-being, healing and well-being, healing and well-being to those in need. And as you complete your showering of that place and that circumstance with healing and well-being, it is time for you and Bafana to once again take flight on this Bafana night, and this time through the magic of her broom and the magic of imagination, you go flying around the many nations that are on planet Earth. Imagine yourself and Bafana now flying around the globe, around the whole planet. Well, if Santa can do it, certainly you and Bafana can do it. And as you fly together on this magic night in this sacred rite around planet Earth, Bafana invites you to join her in bringing healing and well-being, abundance and prosperity, love, peace, harmony around the planet, around the planet. And as you circle around the planet, a beautiful green light flows from you all taking flight, a green of environmental sustainability. You are guiding the process with Bafana of bringing about a healthier planet. So spend a few moments now flowing and growing and flying around our planet. And then, as you do, experience it glowing with a beautiful green light of healing, of well-being, healing and well-being. Healing and well-being not only for humans, but for creatures and plants and ecosystems, for the whole planet. And be part of the sharing of the vision of collaboration and cooperation of humankind, paying attention not only to relations with each other and improving them, but with the rest of the biosphere. And now you and Bafana arrive at the place where you are now, and Bafana comes right into your whole being on this night. You feel her spirit blessing you, guiding you, watching over you on this night, in this rite. Spend a few moments now calling to mind your experiences with Bafana tonight, and knowing that you can connect with her not only every January 5th, but at other times to connect with her and her crone wisdom, her generosity, her resilience, her transformation powers. That has kept her, her lore, her symbols, her traditions, vibrant into this 21st century and beyond. Let us give thanks now to La Bafana in her many forms, her forms of wise old woman, her form as the embodiment of the new calendar year. Her form as an embodiment of wisdom, of magic, of possibilities. We give thanks to Bafana, to Strenua, to the spirit of this new year, and we give thanks to the north and the earth, the air and the east, the fire and the south, the water and the west, to the planet, our home, to the night and the waxing moon, to the center that connects us all together, to the community that is all around us, knowing that we, by being together on this night in this sacred rite, we keep alive an ancient tradition, we evolve it in some new ways. And as we conclude this rite, let us take a bit of that circle of light that we cast around us into ourselves. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Bafana, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Bafana, uncast with our sound. Circle of light, circle of sound, circle of Bafana, uncast with our sound. And though it's time for this circle to be open, it is never broken. Merry meet and merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be. Are in many places and in many time zones. Regardless of whether you're watching this live or later, know that part of the magic of Bafana is not only the experience of the rite, but ourselves carrying forth that magic into our daily lives, into our lives and relationships with loved ones, with communities and regions and nations that we are part of, and with the planet and with the universe where we dwell. Know that as we continue our own paths of spirituality, philosophy, and or religion, that this not only can be enriching in our personal lives, but we are part of a great community of those who are laying foundations for the future. We are the ancestors with traditions that evolve, and that will take some new forms in 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. Consider La Befana being celebrated 2,500 years from now. Will you be on Earth? Will you be in a space station? Will you be in another place that hasn't been discovered yet? Our spirit travels through time and across space, and one of the magic things of working magic together is that we keep alive a tradition, evolve a tradition, and plant seeds for creativity and inspiration in times to come. So in closing, well, what do we do now? Well, the night is still young, at least here in the Central Time Zone, so there's more time to celebrate. And one of the things that you may want to do is follow up to this rite is to make a note of some of your experiences. The gifts you receive, the gift of Earth for physical healing and well-being for yourself, the gift of air, the intellectual gift of wisdom, the book, what title did you have, the gift of fire, as you gazed into that object, the gift of sacred water and what you experienced as you connected with that, the gift of the clear quartz crystal and what you experienced with that. Where did you and Befana go to do gifting for others? And what was it like to ride a broom with Befana around the planet and be part of planetary healing and well-being at the start of this new calendar year? So, regardless of what has emerged as you did this tonight, I also invite you to pay attention to your dreams and your meditations in the next several days. For sometimes, as one does a meditation or a ritual, you have an experience while the ritual is actually underway. But often, in addition, or sometimes instead, something pops up later. And be aware that that's how things work as we journey in consciousness. That as we do rites on our own and with others, we set things in motion. So be aware of dreams and visions and meditations, flashes of insight, hunches that you might have. And I invite you to also consider doing something on the physical plane to help someone, to actually do some kind of gifting or service. It can be a kind word, a smile to somebody that you encounter. It can be something much more elaborate. But the spirit of giving is part of the happy holiday season by whatever name, whether you call it Christmas or Yuletide or solstice or happy holidays. And it is New Year. And one of the things that I think is really an important tradition connected with New Year is, yes, there's a moment where the calendar year changes from the old year to the new year, but the transformation of New Year is actually more of a process. So there is still time to do some reflection and connection as you plan your calendar year ahead. I give thanks to all of you who have tuned in live and all of you who will be watching and or listening later, I want to give thanks to our CSNP team and David and Jeanette Ewing, Circle Sanctuary Ministers from Virginia, who do engineering and management, to Laura Gonzalez, Circle Sanctuary Minister from Chicago, who not only does two podcasts and part of our podcasting team, but helps us with social media and other things, and Deborah Rose, Circle Sanctuary Minister from Kentucky, who does Circle Talk and helps in a variety of other ways, to our social media folk, to Casey and Jules and to Bob, who does our website, and give thanks to all who are part of the Circle Sanctuary community and that help with our podcasting work. And a hint for what yet is to come to Shar, who will be doing a new podcast on our network coming soon in January 2022. So if you aren't already getting Circle Times, that's a monthly e-bulletin. It's free from Circle Sanctuary. I invite you to go to circlesanctuary.org and to sign up online to get Circle Times, or to send us an email, circle@circlesanctuary.org, and ask to be added to the list. I give thanks to Bafana. I give thanks to Strenua. I give thanks to the spirit of the new year. I give thanks to all who are celebrating tonight and in the time to come. We're on the eve of Epiphany, and let us reclaim Epiphany, January 6th, as a day of joy, of giving, of sharing and caring, of being truthful and kind and of service. People have been celebrating the visit of the Magi in many places, in many ways, and let us keep alive the magic of happy holidays and the different traditions as we go into this calendar year. Thanks again for being part of this Afana Night Magic Rite with me. And for more information about things that we have coming up in Circle Sanctuary in online, and yes, when it's safe, we'll do some in person. You can connect with us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, on Facebook, on Instagram and Twitter, and of course, there's the Circle Sanctuary YouTube channel. And you can connect with me on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter. On Twitter, it's Selena_Fox, and on Facebook. And of course, in addition to cyberspace, there is inner space. And may we find good ways of celebrating our connections with each other and that greater circle of nature of which we are all part. Thanks again for being part of the Bafana Night Sacred Rite. I play this singing bowl as we conclude.
the she have returned to their home, and the dead have followed the raven song. No longer among us they roam. The wisdom of our ancient past shows us how to ride the storm. For their tombs they swallow the rising sun, the Mavern is always reborn. Reborn, oh. So come, all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long nights away. All over the land a chorus of voices will sing, for the rising sun on midwinter's day. Fellas now turn to ice, the winter is showing its card. But now the Sun King has rested, and his eyes have returned to the earth. For 3 days the sun has been still in the sky, but the time has now come for his birth. His birth, oh. So come, all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long night away. The old king will return. Return home. So come, all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long nights away. All over the land a chorus of voices will sing, for the rising sun on midwinter's day. On midwinter's day.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.